Simple principles, and these are the four ironclad laws of book distribution. Next. Your sadhana must be strong. You must get books. The more you show, the more you sell, and you must organize. These are the four laws. Next. Sadhana. We're treading the avyakta marg. It means that if we're not experiencing for ourselves what we're reading and what we're chanting, then we'll think that this isn't a very important thing to distribute. And we'll think, well, some other activity is more important. So in order to distribute books, it's not an ordinary activity. Why would anybody take the trouble to go out and distribute Bhagavad Gita? Or to stay in and think about how to distribute Bhagavad Gita? Why would you take the trouble unless you actually had a very strong impulse from within yourself that this is the most important thing there is in the world? And that's the essence of our preaching, really, when we go out to present this to people. They're walking along, going to the store, thinking that the most important thing for them right now is to get some money or to buy some new clothes or to get an education, and we're presenting something that's interrupting their thought process, and we're saying, here, take a look at this. And unless our desire is strong, unless we're feeling that this is very important, it's the most important thing, then we won't have the potency to present it, nor will we actually see the importance ourselves, and we'll think, well, I'll do something else. So sadhana is the first ironclad law of book distribution, unless we're practicing ourselves. And in fact, when Tripurari Maharaj, who was Kesha Bharti Maharaj mentioned, was the head of our party, the BBT party, that we had to go around and do book distribution and help others get involved in book distribution. When he mentioned to Prabhupada that the devotees were organizing to present the activities of book distribution and train others, and that he said, what are you teaching them? And Tripurari Maharaj said, well, that our main principle is good sadhana. By the practice, then we'll get the impulse to go out and distribute. And Prabhupada replied, that's not our main technique, that's our only technique. So this is the essence, and therefore one of the four laws. Next. This one seems a little bit obvious, but if you don't have books, you can't distribute them, right? So you have to get books. This is number two. You can't distribute books you don't have. And that applies to everyone in all circumstances. If you're thinking about distributing books, get some. If you live in a house, if you live in a trailer, if you live in a temple, if you live in a dorm, it doesn't matter. If you want to distribute books, you must get books. Next. The more you show, the more you sell. Please repeat this.
The more you show, the more you sell.
Two more times, but like from the diaphragm. More.
The more you show, the more you sell. The more you show, the more you sell.
This is perhaps, although they're all indispensable, each one of these laws, this perhaps is one of the most important. Because you may get books, but if you leave them in the book room, or you leave them in your trunk, or you leave them in your book bag, or wherever you're keeping your books, they won't sell. But miraculously, if you just take the next step, and that is, how will I show these books? Just take that next step. I have books, I'm practicing, now how will I show them? Tax your brain how to show them. Because every single time in the history of our movement, when devotees have tried one way or another to show books, they sell. Because people are spontaneously attracted. Next. Organize. You can't sustain a program of book distribution from a temple, which is meant to be an organizational unit where devotees can come together to glorify Krishna in an atmosphere, a loving atmosphere, where they can exchange these six loving exchanges, and then to go out and invite other people to come into that, and to give it to them in places all over the planet. So this temple is a base, and it needs to be organized like someone would organize a business. If you walked into a Jamba Juice, do you have those here? We have in California. It's a juice place. It's a corporation. You walk in, and it's all organized. By the time you hand them the order, they hand it off to somebody else. They have a system. They know which is your drink. They hand it to you. And it's all like clockwork. So our organization must be like that also. We have to have the infrastructure, as I talked about this principle before, of maintaining the book room, maintaining the accounts, counting how many books we're distributing and every penny that comes in. And we need leadership, as Maharaj was pointing out. Someone has to step up, or other devotees have to come together and exhibit teamwork. We have to set goals. There has to be planning and execution. And we have a program in our temple in San Jose that after every three monthly Sankirtan festivals that we have them every month, where everyone goes out at least once a month, and then there are many other devotees that go out once a week, and some that go out even more regularly than that. But we stop after every third one, and we have what we call the Devotee Appreciation Day. And that means all the devotees who are engaged in Sankirtan, who have contributed some of their energy, have gone out on book distribution, they come together just to have a day when everyone can appreciate the other devotees and talk about who did what and how much they appreciated the volunteer work that they're putting into this activity. And we have nice prasadam and kirtan and this type of thing. And we recognize devotees who have gone over and above the call of duty. It's a nice day. I always look forward to it. We're having it when I go back, and I always look forward to that. The Good News Action broadcast is also part of this organization. It means there's lots of good news that comes in from book distribution, so get in the habit of broadcasting it. As soon as you get it, collect it, purposefully collect it, and then broadcast it as quickly and as broadly as you can. And this is what we call the Good News Action broadcast. And really, this is the lifeblood of the Sankirtan, because it's so exciting to hear about what happened on Sankirtan, and especially when new people go out on book distribution, or those who haven't been out for a while. Everyone sits up and listens, because everyone thinks, well, if that person can do it, I can do it too. And it's a miraculous experience to see the energy when the Good News Action broadcast is in effect. Let me just read a couple of quotes here. One from Srila Prabhupada. We have a motto, go, go, go. Sometimes I sign my letters or emails at the end, go, 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 and somebody asked me, so what's this go, go, go thing? Why are you always saying go, go, go? And actually, I just said it because I thought it was a catchy way to end a letter. But then I actually looked it up on the Veda base, and three places Prabhupada says go, go, go. So I felt vindicated. But here's one of them. Prabhupada writes, if I sit down in a solitary place for my benefit, that may be his benefit, but it is not very high-class engagement. He must sacrifice for others. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God himself. He comes down to preach, to become sannyas, and to take so much trouble all over India and everywhere. And giving instruction and sending men, go, go, go. So this is one of our mottos. It's go, go, go. It speaks for itself. And the next and last one, there's one more. Srila Prabhupada says, that is the certificate of my Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. If someone, brahmachari, would sell a one paisa magazine, if one of our brahmacharis would go and sell a few copies, he would be very, very glad and say, oh, you are so nice. So distribution of literature is our real preaching. So today on Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's appearance day, we can know that what pleased him, what actually pleased him, and we know from Srila Prabhupada that if a brahmachari went out and sold a one paisa magazine, he would recognize that person for that great service. So this is the way, yasya prasadam, bhagavat prasadam. We have to get the mercy of our spiritual master. And if we don't, then we can't make advancement in spiritual life. So this is the way to do it. It's a very nice service. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So the four laws again, we can say together. Your sadhana must be strong. Two, you must get books. The more you show, the more you sell. And you must organize. If you follow those four laws, don't break the law. Just follow the laws. And your Sankirtan program will definitely expand and increase. And so will your personal endeavor for book distribution. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.